This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will adopt the county's budget for the next fiscal year at today's meeting after it considered and accepted final adjustments to the $377 million package. Normally, the budget calls for a reserve of between 8 and 10%, about $10 million per year, but the county's reserves stand at just $2.3 million. The county has also allocated an increase of about $3 million from Measure S and Measure Z revenue that will be used for increased staffing at the Sheriff's Office, Public Works, and Probation, primarily for marijuana enforcement. The board will approve the allocations of annual funding for the Neyland, Redway, and Wyatt Volunteer Fire Departments as well, an average of about $8,000 in total out of just over $216,000 that will be allocated to local fire districts this year. The board will also adopt new regulations overseeing code enforcement, including changes to notification and hearings, as well as for new hires dedicated to the expansion of the cannabis industry. In addition to adopting the county budget, the board will adopt a new debt management policy as well, one unchanged since 1993. The updated debt policy should make it easier for the county to develop its five-year capital improvement plan, and the county will also form a debt management advisory committee comprised of the county's top financial officers. The board will issue a letter of support for a proposed downtown wastewater facility in Willow Creek that would serve the surrounding areas, including the Hoopa Reservation and areas within Trinity County. The board will also enter into a contract with the University of Pacific McGeorge Law School for hearing officer services for the various administrative hearings performed by the county. Caltrans did mistakenly report $300 million as the total cost of the project as part of our opening day ceremony. However, as indicated previously, it only included construction costs, mitigation, etc., which was not the total cost. This was an oversight on our part. That's a quote from the director of the Willits Bypass Project, Matt Brady, responding to a news report that the Willits Bypass Project cost nearly 50% more than Caltrans reported at the grand opening ceremony last year. The total cost for the bypass came to $459 million, and according to the statement from Caltrans, that extra $159 million was taken up with internal staff costs, including the hiring of consultants, along with environmental issues. The discrepancy, Caltrans said, came because they only reported the cost of the contractors hired to do the work, and not the work done by Caltrans employees and consultants. Jordan Christmas has news from Mendocino County.
On Saturday, Mendocino County deputies were informed of a boating collision on Lake Mendocino that claimed the life of one person and caused injuries to others involved. Reports indicate that two boats, one of which had seven people on board while the other had three, collided as one of the boats was leaving the north boat ramp. The collision claimed the life of 26-year-old Ukiah resident Miguel Corona, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Four others involved sustained injuries ranging from minor to moderate, and the sheriff's office is investigating whether or not alcohol played a role in the boat crash.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website,
theshoppingshow.net,
and join us this Saturday for the next shopping show
on KINS 106.3 FM,
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Summer is officially here, and for cities along the North Coast, that means that summer construction season is underway as well. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer sat down for Talk Shop last week, and the talk turned to the current construction projects underway in the city. Diemer said that there are two major street paving and repair projects that will impact motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians, and that includes a major project on Buttermilk Lane, where not only is street paving being performed, much-needed maintenance and upgrades to utilities is underway as well.
We have a lot of summer construction underway in Arcata. We are under paving construction on Buttermilk Lane in Arcata, and then we will be moving to South H Street. Buttermilk is a large project, and we're doing a lot of water and sewer fixes along the way. So it's going to be a fairly disruptive project to that neighborhood, but we do have alternative routes when we need them.
You can hardly avoid the disruption that street maintenance has on the neighborhood, and Diemer said that the city is mindful of when the work is performed. They generally stick with business hours.
Buttermilk is still a residential lane, so we won't be doing 24-hour construction. And it's a local contractor with local staff, with local families and local lives. So we do run an 8-to-5 shift. We do sometimes authorize work on a Saturday or Sunday. And sometimes we'll start an hour earlier and a couple hours late. But we do try to maintain residential hours.
You can listen to Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer talk street projects and construction by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.